So how could there be any health benefits to tobacco? That brings us back to your book, and I'm going to start reading some of these, and then you tell me anytime you want to jump in and comment, okay?
Okay.
I'm in your appendix, so to speak. That nicotine, quote, might be a surprising alternative someday for treating stubborn forms of tuberculosis, a University of Central Florida researcher said Monday. This is from a report published in your book. The compound stopped the growth of tuberculosis in laboratory results, even when used in small quantities. Most scientists agree that nicotine is the substance that causes people to become addicted to cigarettes and to other tobacco products, but no one is suggesting that people with tuberculosis take up the deadly habit of smoking. And then you write, of course not. It is much better to develop medication-resistant superbugs than to start smoking. What do you mean by that?
Well, repeat your last sentence. I didn't quite get it.
Oh, yeah. It was your last sentence. It just said, it is much... I thought you were being sarcastic. It is much better...
No.
Oh, okay. It is much better to develop medication-resistant superbugs than to start smoking. It should be said that most scientists in question are paid off by the pharmaceutical industry for their research, and that most of the aforementioned scientists promote the nicotine-based cessation products manufactured by their masters.
Well, I'm a little confused on that because it doesn't sound like something I said. You'll find on page 105 of the book, I write up nicotine for tuberculosis fairly extensively.
All right.
And I don't recall ever making that statement, but if it's there, it's there.
372. Right along with this page here, Parkinson's disease associated with non-smoking.
Yeah. Yes, that's we have many studies on that. No question about it. It does help them.
Okay. Alzheimer's disease associated with non-smoking.
Yeah.
Okay. Smokers have reduced risks of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Of 19 studies, 15 found a reduced risk in smokers. None found an increased risk.
Yeah. These are studies that you don't you just don't hear about, and they're all quite fascinating. And I don't think that one or two studies like this really proves anything, but... My point is that you have to be careful on any of these statistical studies because they're only statistics. And if I do a study and I find that 25% of the people on Alzheimer's disease who smoked got better, well, what does got better mean? How do you measure it? And what other factors were there involved? You know, there's so many variables that it's very difficult to come to conclusions either in favor of what I'm saying or in opposition to what I'm saying. Do you follow me? It's just bioscience and human beings especially are extremely variable, you know, and it's hard to, you know, completely come to a decision, know absolutely positively that you're right.
All right.
It's just so many variables.
All right. Well, you're going by the statistics again. You say the healthiest country in the world and the lowest infant death rate is held by Japan, who also, oddly enough, has the highest smoking rate of the G7 countries. Italy,
right.
Another country envied for its longevity, has a similarly high smoking rate. Well, aren't we talking about diet here? If we're talking about Japan, my first thought is they eat a lot more raw fish, and so that counterbalances the effects of their increased smoking.
Well, that's a very, very good point. My basic specialty is nutrition and preventive medicine, and I couldn't agree more. There are very important variables of this sort, and certainly nutrition is a big part of it. You can't ever leave nutrition out of the factor where any disease is concerned. I was reading about the other day about this new superstar in California who's, they call him the dog whisperer. He deprograms vicious dogs who kill people or kill children or hurt people. You know, he's a rehabilitation program for criminal dogs. And he has some very good points about giving them exercise and love and discipline and all this stuff. But on this whole article, there was not one single word about what he fed them. And we know from series on humans, studies on humans that in a jail situation where you drastically change the diet and take all the sugar and starch out of the diet, the crime rate in the jail goes down dramatically. And he didn't even mention, this is just another example of what I mean about these various factors, and nutrition, obviously, is number one. And I'd love to come back on your show sometime to talk nutrition. It's very important to me, and I've written a lot of books on it, by the way.
Well, I mean, I think that's interesting. So what do we say then? Should the AMA be telling people, hey, you know, if you're a smoker, eat more raw fish, be more like the Japanese, and you'll be okay?
Well, now, the assumption there is that the cigarette is poisoning them. And on the, if you're assuming that, then sure. But whether they smoke or not, a good diet, animal food diet, is essential to good health. The diet of our forefathers was animal fat and animal protein.
Well,
50 to 100 years ago, people didn't eat all the sugar and starch that they eat now. It was animal fat, animal protein, pork fat, lamb fat, all of it.
But that's a whole other thing. It's the fat that kills us too, isn't it?
No, fat is good for you. I have an extremely high-fat diet. My cholesterol is around 220, something like that. I eat fatty meat every single day. And my two perfect dogs have never tasted any cooked food ever. And they are so healthy and robust. Wear them around, or looks like he lifts weights, you know. They're wonderfully healthy. Yet most dogs have become vegetarians. They're forced to be kibble dogs, you know. And now we see heart disease and cancer among dogs that was never seen 50 years ago. And so that's another big thing with me is nutrition and how fat has been misinterpreted as bad for your cholesterol, it's bad for you. That's nonsense. You can eat 25 eggs a day if you want.
Well, you're not recommending that dogs start smoking.
Well, my dogs, they get a lot of secondary smoke, and they're very healthy.